Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump received some significant support today at his New York City criminal trial over alleged hush money payments. He was joined by House Speaker Mike Johnson. Speaker Johnson says former President Trump is being treated unfairly.
President Trump is innocent of these charges. And again, anyone with common sense can understand what is happening here. In the midst of all this nonsense and corruption, they have placed a ridiculous and unprecedented gag order on President Trump.
The speaker traveled with Mr. Trump in his motorcade, along with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills, and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. The two-day visit comes less than a month after Congress approved a long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, much of which will go toward replenishing badly depleted artillery and air defense systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Storms that slammed several southern states have added to the region's recent string of weather-related destruction and death. A woman who was 9 months pregnant was killed after Monday night storms knocked a tree into her home in Louisiana's West Baton Rouge Parish. Her unborn baby did not survive. The severe weather threat Tuesday stretched from Tennessee to South Georgia. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points, the NASDAQ rose 122, the S&P 500 advanced 25. This is SRN News. Mexican politicians exploit transgenderism.
The country has a law that requires 50% of all elected offices to be held by women as a way of achieving gender equity. But two left-wing parties apparently don't have enough women candidates, so they have selected several men to register as women. The men are making no pretense of actually living as women. They're all married with children. But in Mexico, all you have to do is declare yourself transgender, and you are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And one, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother, bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Supporters of President Biden are worried about his low approval ratings. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks ended higher, sending the NASDAQ Composite to another record. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% and is sitting just shy of its all-time high. The Dow added 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.8%. GameStop and AMC Entertainment raised higher in an echo of the social media-driven frenzy of 3 years ago. Markets will be even more focused on the government's report due out early Wednesday on inflation. The Dow up 126 points to close at 39,558. The NASDAQ gained 123 points to 16,511. The S&P 500 added 25 points to 5246. New York oil fell $1.10 to $78.02 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.